Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started.
My heart burned in my ring. You are my heart, and I am the pain.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to the Prayer Works Ministry. We're going to be led in prayer by Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you.
Prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your son. We thank you for your mercy. Oh, my God, you've been so good to us, and we don't deserve your goodness. We acknowledge that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And we thank you, O Lord, for being what you say you are. We thank you right now, Lord, for the love and mercy that you bestowed upon us. We thank you, O Lord, for keeping us and bringing us down through another week. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us with a mind to pray, with a mind to deny ourselves and call upon the name of the Lord. We thank you for the mind, O Lord, to continue in prayer. We pray that you stretch up your mighty hand, Continue to touch and bless, O Lord. Regulate the mind. Touch and heal, O Lord. Send on deliverance. We know that you are a deliverer, and we know you got the power, Lord. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Our trust is in you today. We are not doubting you. We know what you can do, Lord, and we know you got the power. Oh, my God, you're yet working miracles, and we are trusting in you to work a miracle in somebody's life. We want you to move in a mighty way. Take full control today. Bless, oh, Lord. Look on the souls of men, those who need deliverance, those who want to be saved. We pray that you touch them right now. Touch their hearts and minds. Help them to break up their stony heart and give their life to you. Help them, oh Lord, to seek your face and call upon your name. Send on help, Lord. We know you're able. You said you were a very present help in trouble, and we believe it today. And we take you at your word, Lord. Move by your spirit. Take full control. Bless this broadcast. Send your word out. Let it reach your soul. Help somebody to give themselves to you. Help somebody to believe on you, as the scripture has said. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you go into the homes, that you touch and bless in the homes, O Lord, that you make a way, Lord, for those who are in need. We pray that you bless, Lord, make the way, Lord. We know thou art a way maker. Thou art a door opener. You know how to fix the situation. Work it out, O Lord. Bless in a special way. We want you to go into the institutions, into the prisons. We pray that you touch, O Lord. Let the word of God go forth in the prisons, that somebody might receive the word and repent of their sins and give their life to you. We pray that you move, O Lord, in the nursing homes. Touch right now, Lord. Somebody needs you to regulate the mind. Somebody needs you to heal their sensitive bodies. Somebody needs you, O Lord. Have mercy today. Somebody needs you to get their sins forgiven. Have mercy, O Lord. We know thou art a merciful God, and we know you're able to heal. You're able to save to the uttermost. Lord, bind the works of Satan. Cast him out today. Let your blood cover, and let the Spirit of God prevail. Oh, my God, have your way, and your will be done. Not our will today. Let our will perish. Help us to deny self. Help us to die to self-will. Help us today, Lord. Help us to draw closer to you. We need a closer walk with you, O Lord. Help us to keep our minds stayed on watching unto prayer, O Lord, that we may be able to escape all these things which is to come upon the face of the earth. Help us to be saved in the end. In the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for what we believe you're going to do. And we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for the mind to pray. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for your touch. We thank you for encouragement, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because you made a way. We thank you, oh Lord. Help us, oh Lord, to give praise and glory and honor to your name, Lord, for thou art worthy. And now, Lord, we pray that you go with us, even on this broadcast. Continue to have your way. Let your will be done. Bless, and we shall be blessed. Saved, and we shall be saved. In the name of Jesus, this prayer we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for that anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell Edmond. And good evening, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Prayer Works Ministry, a God-inspired ministry dedicated to prayer and the promulgation of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. We believe in praying to God for all, and you can be blessed, delivered, healed, and made whole through prayer and faith in God. We invite you to join us in worshiping and praising God tonight, and we're going to read our opening scripture. It's taken from the 119th number of Psalm, beginning with the 41st verse. That's the 119th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 41. And I am reading from the King James Version Bible. And the Bible reads, "Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation, according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me. For I trust in thy word, and take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth. For I have hoped in thy judgments, so shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes." Thank God for reading of his word, the 119th number of Psalm, the 41st throughout the 48th verses. And again, we thank you so much for tuning into Prayer Works Ministry. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 551-241-6677, and that is actually the guest call-in line where you can talk if you just want to listen. It's you can dial 563-999-3634, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/prayerworksministry. And if you are clergy and you'd like to have a remarks after the word, if you're feeling a little bold, you want to testify or sing a song, you want to share a scripture or ask for prayer, then you can dial in the guest line, which is 551-241-6677 to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry. You can use the email address prayerworksministry100@gmail.com to send us postal mail. You can use the mailing address P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. And if you're looking to support other ministries, or you just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Neville Edmond hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. That access code is 584-7681. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. And on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoax teams up with Evangelist Net Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep Sean Howard and his mother in prayer as Evangelist Fleming's co-worker, praying for Dr. Betty Ingram Sewell, for Darnell Williams, the bereaved Jones family, WL and the bereaved Turner family, the bereaved Edmund family, Howard Smith, Mrs. Joel Paldo and bereaved Paldo family, A.B., Katrina Jones, the bereaved Capoletti family, Amore Nix, Evangelist Martha Calbreath and the bereaved Calbreath family, the bereaved Thompson Edmund family, Mother Barbara Austin, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Santana Davis, Linda Bellamy, Antoinette Bryant, Evangelist Cynthia Edmonds, Missionary Jesse Johnson, the bereaved Johnson family, all the bereaved families, the bereaved Harrell family. Please forgive me for omitting them, but we're praying for them as well. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I'm going to ask if the Lord is able to come back and give some words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless the Lord with me.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for this broadcast, and we thank the Lord for everything that has been said and done thus far. We want to encourage every one of our listeners to continue to pray. And glory to God, we had a beautiful service on last night where Evangelist Amin preached, and the message was a prayer for the times. And the thought was, Lord, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? On this broadcast, if you want to be saved, God has a way that you can be saved. The word of God is being promulgated that you can find Christ in your life. If you don't know him in the pardon of your sins, you can find him through this broadcast and through the word of God. So we encourage you to continue to listen into the broadcast and to the word of God and continue to look to the Lord, because he is our help and he is our very present help in trouble. He can get the job done. When the doctors, the lawyers, and your friends and family can't get the work done, God can and he will get it done. But we got to trust in him and we got to believe him and take him at his word, and surely he will do the work, and I can be a witness that God will do it. Praise God. So if you don't believe it, try him and see, won't he do it? We encourage you to continue to listen in to this broadcast. And now we want to get ready for the word of God. At this time, I'm going to present to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Dr. Sheila Amin out of Baltimore, Maryland, Holy Temple. Praise God. At this time, Dr. Sheila Amin.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. I thank God for this opportunity. Thank the Lord for those beautiful, encouraging, and inspiring words coming through Evangelist May, and also for that opening prayer. Thank God for Evangelist Khadijah also, and the announcements that came forth. And I just thank the Lord for her hosting the show. I thank God for everyone who took the time to tune in on this evening. And before we go to the word of God, there's a song that's on my heart that kind of goes with the message for tonight. And I wanted to ask if Evangelist Khadijah would sing a small portion of the song, I'm Moving Forward. You know which song I'm talking about? Moving Forward.
Yes. One moment, you have brought me to such a freedom. I have found in you your healer. Who makes all things new, I'm not going back, I'm moving ahead, here to declare to you, life passes over in you, all things are made new, surrendered my life to Christ. I'm moving forward. You've risen, all power in your hands, you have given me second chance, hallelujah, hallelujah, I'm not going back. I'm moving ahead, here to be clear to you. My path is over in you. All things are made anew. Surrendered my life to Christ. I'm moving, not going back. I'm moving ahead, here to be clear to you. My past is over in you. All things are made anew. Surrendered my life to Christ, and I'm moving forward.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm moving forward. Glory to God. At this time, let us put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you. We humble ourselves before you, Lord. We open our hearts. We open our ears that we may hear from you, O God. We ask that you will speak to us, O God, and help us, Lord, to receive your word. Help us, O God, to continue moving forward in the name of Jesus. Lord, whatever the need is, we know that you have everything we need. And Lord God, send forth your word. Let your word minister to all of our needs. We believe it right now and we count it as done. And we thank you, Lord. We ask these and other blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you will, go with me to the word of God. I only have a few verses of scripture tonight to leave with you. And they are taken from the book of Philippians, the third chapter, verses 13 and 14. And I have two other scriptures to tie in with that. But I want to start with Philippians, the third chapter, verses 13 and 14. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And the Word of God reads, Philippians 3 and 13, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. This Apostle Paul began to write to the church at Philippi. And he began to encourage them by giving his own testimony and what he did to get where he was in Christ Jesus. The first thing he began to do was to count everything that he had accomplished or had done as loss. And he brings that out in verse 7. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. When you want Christ, when you want to be in Christ, you have to give up those things which hold you back so you can continue moving forward in Christ. And the thought tonight is moving forward in Christ Jesus. That is the thought for tonight. Keep moving forward in Christ Jesus. And no looking back. The past is the past. Let it be the past. Amen. Let bygones be bygones. Because we cannot build our future on things in the past. We have to turn our future over to God and put our future in his hands by reaching forth unto those things which are before. We don't know our future, but God can see our future. Hallelujah. And when we press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, we are moving forward in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. So we have to keep on pressing our way. We cannot get stuck on where we are. We cannot be stagnant, but we must continue to move forward. I recall a minister who the Lord has called home now, Minister Gant, and he used to say, if you can't move forward, don't move backwards, but stand and mark time. At least you're still moving. Hallelujah. If you can't go forward, don't back up, but stand where you are and keep on moving. And the Lord will advance you. Glory to God. And also, I wanted to speak on Romans 12 and 1. And the importance of our mindset. The enemy
is attacking us on every side. The enemy is trying to run interference in our race. We are pressing toward the mark. He's trying to cause us to miss the mark. This mark is for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. This is that mark that we're trying to reach. We are striving for perfection, but we have to be of a certain mindset. As Romans 12:1 reads, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. We have to bring our body in subjection with the word of God. We have to align with God's commandment. Hallelujah. Present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. And this is not something we're going out of our way to do, but it is our reasonable service. Hallelujah. And be not conformed to this world. Don't pattern after the world. Don't think like the world. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In striving for perfection, we have to sometimes do as Apostle Paul did, counting loss for Christ. In other words, it means nothing to you as long as you can have Christ. In the 8th verse of that same chapter in Philippians, he says, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. It's all about having Christ in our lives. It's all about pressing toward that mark for the prize of the high calling of God. Hallelujah. It's all about that. If you have to lose everything, it'll be all right, because God, he will give you more than what you give up. Glory be to God. You'll have treasures in heaven. And this is where people miss the mark. This is where their mind is not set on things above, but the mind is set on things down here, the present, the here and the now, instead of moving forward and pressing forward, reaching forth to the things which are before. We can't reach back to things that are behind us, because these things will stop us from moving forward in the Lord. These things will get in the way of us serving the Lord, hallelujah, and doing the ministry that God has assigned unto us. These things will interfere with our walk with Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. So don't let these things interfere with your relationship with the Lord. But now, change your mind, have a change of mind, present your body before the Lord, live a holy life, live a life that is acceptable and pleasing before God, amen, and be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Praise the Lord. In Christ, all things are new. Amen. Out with the old, in with the new. We're about to go into a new year. And as we go into that year, We ought to have our minds made up that we're going to keep moving forward in Christ Jesus. We ought to make up our minds that no matter what we have to give up, no matter what things we have to cut loose from our lives, we're going to move forward. Maybe somebody's been desiring to receive the Holy Ghost. Somebody's been desiring to have a closer walk with the Lord. Or maybe you desire to have your faith increased. Or maybe you feel that you just need more strength. Or whatever it is, glory to God. I want you to know that with the Lord, all things are possible. All you have to do is have a little faith and be willing to surrender to the Lord. Be willing to give up anything that's hindering you, anything Amen. That's impeding your progress. Be willing to give it up. If it's family members, you've got to be willing to give it up. Give them up. Let go and walk away. Hallelujah. Sometimes it takes that. And maybe there's a job that's hindering you and keeping you from doing the will of God. If you have to give it up, even if it's paying $200,000 or $300,000 a year, if it's stopping you, give it up. Hallelujah. God has something better. Oh, praise the Lord. And we can't focus on building a life down here because we're not permanently here. This is temporary. But let's set our affection on things above. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's lay up treasures in heaven. Let's send up our timber every day. Let's keep praying unto the Lord, as Evangelist Mary encouraged us to keep on praying. It's important that we continue to pray. Prayer is needed. Oh, glory, hallelujah. And if we're going to keep moving forward, we must continue to pray. So I just wanted to encourage you tonight to stop looking back. Don't turn around. Don't throw up your hands. Don't give up. It may seem like your breakthrough is not going to happen. It may seem like your prayer is not going to be answered. Hallelujah. But don't look back and don't give up, Amen. But keep moving forward and keep on waiting on God. And the Lord will surely answer. The Lord will answer. He will show up. The Lord will come with deliverance. He will come with blessings. He will come with healing. Hallelujah. He will come with salvation. Whatever you need, God has it. And he's waiting, ready, and willing to give it to you. All you need is a little bit of faith. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord. And let us prepare now to approach the throne of grace and bring our petitions to God. Whatever you are struggling with, God knows about it. He knows your struggles. He knows your heart's desire. He knows how the enemy is trying to entrap you and trying to bind you up. He's aware of what's going on with you right now. Hallelujah. And he has the power, and he can, and he will deliver. All you need to do is just believe him. Have a little bit of faith. Hallelujah. If you have done anything wrong, if you have sinned against God, anything you know God is not pleased with, repent right now and ask the Lord for forgiveness. Ask the Lord to take away your sins, hallelujah, and to clean you up. and save your soul. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, ask the Lord to fill you with the Holy Ghost, and God will do it for you. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Let's go to God in prayer, and let's believe God together. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we come to you and we humble our hearts. We ask for mercy. We ask for forgiveness, oh God. Lord God, take away our sins. Blot out our transgressions. Clean us up, Lord, on the inside. Create in us a clean heart, my God, and renew a right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your blood cover us. Let it wash and purify us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come to you tonight on behalf of those who have repented of their sins, who are godly sorry right now that they've done wrong before you and asking for forgiveness. We pray, God, that you'll forgive their sins and blot out their transgressions. Lord, take them away right now and fill them with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O Lord. Save dying souls everywhere. Deliver the bound souls, Lord. Touch and heal those who are sick in their bodies. Lord God, we know you are able to have mercy tonight, my God. Look on those who are afflicted. Lord God, restore their health, oh God. Rebuke the affliction in the name of Jesus. There is nothing too hard for you, Lord. There is nothing impossible, Lord. And we believe you tonight, and we're taking you at your word. We pray right now, God, for miracles in the name of Jesus. Whoever is listening tonight in need of a miracle, Lord, we pray that you will grant it unto them right now while we're praying this prayer in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, remember the backslider tonight. Oh, God, help the backslider to make it back, Lord, to return unto you with their whole heart, Lord, whatever the hindrance is. Lord God, remove that hindrance right now in the name of Jesus. Rebuke the evil one, Lord, right now, my God. Destroy the yoke of bondage. Lord, loose the shackles and break the chains tonight in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord, and help the backslider to get back before it's too late. Oh, my God, be merciful. And give somebody a little more time. Lord, give them a chance to make it back and to repent, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You know you're able, Lord Jesus. Remember all of those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Remember those names that were called out, Lord, and also the names that were not called, Lord, the names we don't even know about. We're requesting prayer tonight. We're praying, Lord, for one and all, that you will grant their petition, their prayer request, their heart's desire. Let it be done, Lord, according to your holy will, in the name of Jesus. No matter what it is, my God, we ask, Lord, that you will please be merciful and considerate, Lord, and let it be in your permissive will. Oh, God, you are so merciful, and you are so compassionate and so understanding. And we thank you tonight, Lord, for having mercy on us, oh, God. We thank you for being so patient with us, Lord. We thank you for being so long-suffering with us, oh, God. We thank you tonight for our miracles, Lord, for our wonderful works, Lord God, that you're doing in our lives. We thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
In advance, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. We thank you. Glory to your name, Lord. We thank you for all that you have done, oh God. And we ask a special blessing to come upon every listener, Lord. You know their situation. Visit them, Lord, wherever they are. If they're in their house, in their car, outside, wherever they are, Lord, make your holy visitation. And bless them in a special way. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you will give comfort to those who are dealing with bereavement right now, Lord, that you will lift heavy burdens, oh God, and that you will ease the pain of the heart in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we bless your name. We praise you, Lord, and we magnify you, for you are worthy of all praises. We honor you, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for this prayer. We thank you, oh God, for your people everywhere. Oh, Lord God, have your way and let your will be done. All of these and other blessings we ask in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. We thank God for the word of God. Thank God for prayer. At this time, we're going to turn this portion of the broadcast back into the hands of the host. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that anointed message coming through Evangelist Hameen and the anointed prayer coming as well, talking about keep moving forward in Christ Jesus. And as we're coming into this new year, this message is so relevant. Time moves on. It stops it for nobody, and it's time to stop living in the past. You said we can't build our future on things of the past. We can't allow things to hold us back. Sometimes we, even with sin, sometimes we don't forgive ourselves, and we hold ourselves back, but we can go to God and get forgiveness and stop living in that guilt and sin and move forward. And a beautiful, beautiful message. I want to open up the line for clergy to have remarks, starting with Evangelist Maybell. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the beautiful message coming through Evangelist Hameen. Praise God. Keep moving forward in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. We've got to keep moving forward. If we stop running in this race, we will lose the race. We won't win the prize. But we got to keep on running, keep going forward. And don't let anybody or anything stop you from moving forward. Once you stop, that's it. You lost. We can't afford to stop. We just got to keep on going. Even if it seems or looks like we're not going to win the race, we still got to keep going. I've seen runners run in the race, and although some might have fell down, they didn't stop running. They got up and kept running until they got to the finish line. And that's what we have to do. If we fall down, we got to get back up and start running again. Glory to God. As long as you don't throw in the towel, as long as you don't give up, you got a chance of making it. So let's take the word of God in and keep moving forward in Christ, in Jesus. Let us keep moving forward. God bless you. Such a beautiful message. And I thank the Lord for Evangelist Hameen. Keep preaching the word of God and keep letting the Lord have his way in your life. Somebody will be blessed through the word of God. God bless you.
Amen. Thank God for those beautiful comments coming through Evangelist Maybell. Any other clergy on the line, you're certainly welcome to have remarks, or if you're calling in and then Maybell was giving remarks, I thought about, it took me back to high school. Not that I'm living in the past, but it took me back to high school. Now, I used to run track, and I remember on one particular day when the gun goes off and you start running, and I took off running and just went right down to the ground. And the other runners kept running. And I got up and I, you know, kept on running. And I remember I came around. So it's 400 meters. I came around the first 100, around 200, they started getting tired.
And I came around to the last 100 meters, and the girl that was in front, she thought she won because there was nobody else around. And when I saw her, I knew I could beat her, and I got some energy, and I passed her. I beat her by 0.3 seconds, I think it was. And she, and anytime I would see her in the other relays and things, she would say, "You came up from behind me and you beat me." But that's how it is. People, they'll count you out, and they think they won, and you're not going to get up or whatever. But if you, like she said, you keep running. I finished the race. I didn't just finish, but I won.
So yes,
that's what can happen. You might fall, you might trip, you get slipped up. You can choose to give up. You can choose to give up. You can choose to lay there, choose to, you know, get out of the race. But if you continue on, you can win the race.
Amen.
Amen. I'm a witness. I'm a witness for the literal, but it's also spiritual as well. These things do happen. You get knocked down. It looks like people, they're running ahead of us. They're running fast, and that's been the dust. But we each have a race to run. We can't, and we can't judge ourselves based on other people and where they are in their lives. We don't know their story. We don't know what they're going through. And we can't live in their shadow. We have to live for ourselves. Race for yourself. Run for yourself. Amen.
Amen.
If no other clergy are online, I'll turn the broadcast back on to the hands of Evangelist Tommy, and God bless you guys.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I was enjoying those beautiful exhortations and remarks coming through both Evangelist May and Evangelist Khadija, and how they gave the scenario concerning the race. It is important to just keep on going until you reach the finishing line. And this is not about one person who crossed the line, okay, you get the goal, that's it, everybody else behind there, but just finishing, getting to that mark.
Yeah.
And crossing that line, and then everyone gets a crown. Hallelujah. That's how God is. So the main thing is not to give up. Yes, you might have some discouragement, just like I believe when my daughter fell down, she probably thought, oh, I'm not going to win, but I'm just going to get up and give it my best effort. You know, That's all you got to do is just get back up and keep on going. Because we may fall down sometimes, but we don't have to stay down. Get on up.
Amen.
And keep on going. Keep on moving forward. And who knows what God will do. God can miraculously shoot you past everybody. God can do anything. Amen. There's nothing too hard for God. Praise the Lord. And I just thank the Lord for this broadcast tonight. I do thank God for all of our listeners and for your prayers and your continued support. We invite you to tune in with us for our next broadcast, if it be the Lord's will, on Sunday afternoon at 3:30. And we've been reading the Bible periodically, trying to read from, we started in January. This was laid on Evangelist Khadija's heart. We started there, and now we're down here to December and the end of the year. And if it's the Lord's will, we plan to have the scripture reading on Sunday afternoon. You can tune on in and hear the reading of the Word of God. And every time I hear it, the Word, it just comes to life. And it's like the Lord just speaking through his word as it's being read. Amen. And I tell you, I've been enjoying the ministry, and I thank God for all things. And we look forward to continuing on. Amen. We look forward to keep on moving forward in the Lord in 2024, because it's almost here. Amen. Praise be to God. So sometimes people can get kind of close to the end of the year, but they don't make it to see the next year. So we don't know when our last breath is going to be. But whenever it is, make sure that your heart is right with God. Make sure your sins are forgiven. Make sure that you are found in the will of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do we have anything else before we close out?
Yes.
Praise
yes.
the Lord.
Go ahead.
If it's
ahead.
The Lord's will, the Gospel True Prayer Mission will be having prayer on Sunday night. We're looking forward to praying the old year out and into the new year, and we will meet at the prayer mission at 11 p.m., Lord willing, and we are looking to have a good time in the Lord. If you feel free, if you're free and you're in the area, we invite you to come to 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey at 11 o'clock p.m. on December the 31st. We are looking to pray the old year out into the new year. God bless you. Amen. Anything else?
Well, I just wanted to say a happy birthday to our overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr.
Praise
Amen.
Today. Yes. His birthday is today. I don't think he's listening, but just want to shout out. Happy birthday, Pastor Jackson.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And to anyone else who has a birthday in December, happy birthday to you. And I pray that you have been enjoying this holiday season, knowing that Jesus is the reason for the season, keeping that in your mind, and looking forward to the new year. Amen. And if you're in that area and you're in Woodbury, New Jersey, stop on by and be blessed. Amen. At the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission. Praise the Lord. We have a different situation down here. We no doubt will not be at the center where we normally have service on Sunday night, but we'll be somewhere on our knees praying the old year out and the new year in. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And this does conclude the broadcast for this evening. May the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. God bless you and good night. Good night. And Happy New Year.
Thank you.